The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Otto, I didn't even mention to you, but we were walking in this morning. The gentleman we ran into that we work with here in the building, I offended him last week.
How did you offend him?
Let me tell you about it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
Well, he's definitely not mad at you. DJ Automatic.
No. I go by Anthony A.
I held the door for him. See how he comes in with all his clothes and his suitcase?
Yeah.
Well, he was struggling last week, and you weren't here. You were out of town. You were working. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, let me grab the door for you. He was like, what?
He was offended that you opened the door for him?
Yes. He hustled to the other door. He's like, No. Let me get that for you. I was like, oh, my God. I said, I'm trying to help you. Because he's like, no. Is it with the suitcase? No.
He's a gentleman.
He was... I don't know if he was offended, but he was like shocked. Like, what are you doing?
Why would you open a door for me? That is my job.
But it's not, for me, and I understand he must have been raised by a father who taught him open a door for a lady. I didn't see a lady anywhere in present. I'm just kidding. But I just felt like I needed to help him.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a courteous thing to do, whether it's man or woman.
No, but if you see me struggling and you hear a woman be like, oh, let me get this for you. It's like, hold on, I got it. Don't put me out of my place because you see me shoveling with morning items. I can still assist you. I can see how it's like a little
He could barely assist himself, Anthony. I'm telling right there.
All right, struggling. Sean's a man, okay? He's a rolling backpack guy.
He's a rolling backpacker. Yeah, you know the guy that comes through with a rolling backpack. I never had anyone really like open my car door for me, but you know who does that? My dad does that for my mom. Now, mind you, my mother, I don't know my real dad, but I feel like I've pretty much adopted my stepdad at this point. He opens the car door for her every single time. He makes sure that she's in the car before he closes the door. He's such a gentleman. I remember when he did it, I was looking at Otto like, do you see the way that's done?
Yeah. I do open the door for you.
You do open the door for me.
I do, yeah, but not every day.
Not every day. Sometimes Otto will be so far in front, Anthony opens the door for me. That's the one. Because Otto walks so
fast. I don't remember anybody ever teaching me that. I remember learning Otto. From movies. I would see that on TV or on the big screen. And then I also had a friend when I was in high school. We went on a double date. And he went and opened the door for his girl, and I didn't for mine. And he was like, dude, what are you doing?
You didn't know?
And I was like, oh, she can open. And he was like, no, come on. And he was the one who really, like, shamed me into starting to open doors for people.
So his dad would open the door. So his dad taught him.
His dad definitely taught him to open the door. His mom and dad had a great relationship. They were best friends. I mean, they still are best friends.
But
yeah, and he was very, like, he was that kind of guy.
My dad was, I had a lot of family members who were very, this is what you should do for women, and this is what you shouldn't do for women. My father was a very chivalrous man, struggled with monogamy, but very.
How are you chivalrous and struggle with monogamy all at the same time?
He would open a door for his wife and his mistress.
Okay, all right.
My dad struggled with both. He kept consistent.
Otto, you are full, but you are right. Problematic. God rest his soul. I do love him, though. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have National Gummy Bear Day.
So I learned that gummy bears were invented in Germany.
Yes.
Now, the reason I learned this is because for some reason, gummy bears were all over my timeline, and they were like $20 for like 10 of them. I'm like, why are these gummy bears so expensive?
That's a lot for a gummy bear.
Right?
Wait.
It was supposedly the world's best gummy bear
from
Germany.
Was it like a giant gummy bear?
I don't know. I kept scrolling. I didn't buy it. It was too much money. I'll just buy the cheap ones from the good old USA.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you're a kid, you make innocent mistakes, right? You're learning how to speak. You're learning the nuances of not telling someone the entire truth, right? Because maybe they don't look right. You just say what's on your mind. And there's a little boy that's gone viral on Instagram because he is just straight up arguing with his mother about a project he's been assigned to do in school.
What's her name?
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
She went to jail on a bus, and she was fighting for justice.
Are you sure her name isn't Rosa Parks?
No.
Who told you her name was Jurassic Park?
My teacher.
Your teacher ain't tell you that.
She
said her name was Rosa Parks?
No.
Her name is Rosa Parks, baby.
No. Did the teacher tell you that?
The teacher ain't have to tell me that. I learned that in school. Where? When I went to school when I was little like you.
You cannot tell him that her name is not Jurassic Park. Like, it's not Rosa Parks. It's Jurassic Park, honey. And she was fighting for Justin's. Okay? Not justice. Justin's.
Justin's.
You know, his words might have been messed up, but his intentions were pure. And that's what I like about it.
And, you know, the thing is, we got to post the video. Jack, post it up to the Dana Cortez Show story in Instagram, because it's just an innocent mistake. But the thing that really got me is he was just steadfast.
So he's from Africa. Why are you white? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The Mean Girls. Yes, exactly. Mean. Remember when Mean Girls, she's like, if you're from Africa, why are you white? God, be quiet. Like, what are you talking about? I used to make innocent mistakes all the time. One time when I was little, everybody in my house spoke Spanish, but I was not spoken Spanish to. It was a big deal. Don't speak Spanish to Dana. My mother didn't allow my nana to speak Spanish to me. What they didn't know is I already understood it. Okay, I am extremely brilliant, and I couldn't speak it, but I understood it. So one day, and my mother was giggling, and I said to her, "How do you laugh in Spanish?" Oh my gosh, she laughed so hard. She went
hit you with a ja-ja-ja?
She hit me with a ja-ja-ja, ran and grabbed my grandmother.
A-J-A-J.
And then she came back and said, repeat yourself. And I thought, oh, they're going to teach me. And I said, how do you laugh in Spanish? And both of them just died laughing. And they said, it's universal, Dana. It's universal.
That part was mean.
Right? I'm like, why you got to go tell everybody?
That part was mean when she brought the grandma in.
Well, one time, come look at this.
One time my brother
got me and my mom, and he's like, my ship is upset. And then we were like, what do you mean your ship's upset? And we were like, what are you talking about? He was like, you know, the battleship, the pirate ship that lives in my stomach that shoots, you know, number one and number two out of me. And I was like, what are you talking about? He believed that there was a battleship or like a pirate ship that lived in his stomach.
That shot cannons?
Yeah, that shot number one and number two out of him.
No!
And he was dead serious. So I was four, he was three, and I just looked at him. I said, there's no ship in your stomach.
He must have seen a cartoon or something.
Something.
Right, he must have seen a cartoon.
He fully believed it, though.
Swear to you, this is a true story. So my mother used to watch, there's these old cartoons called Looney Tunes. Do you know, it's Bugs Bunny.
Of course, yeah.
The Tasmanian Devil, Elmer Fudd. Well, it's really old, so, you know, some people might not know about it. And she said there was a scene she remembers watching where Bugs got an axe and hit Elmer Fudd. So she called my Theo Frankie outside, her older brother Frankie, and said, here, bend over. I'm going to hit you in the head with an axe like Bugs did Elmer Fudd. And my uncle did it. And she hit him in the head with an axe. And his whole head split open.
Cheap.
There was blood everywhere. And he was screaming. And she said, Dana, thank God I was so small. She was a preemie, so she was really tiny. She's still tiny, Otto. You know that. She's smaller than I am. And she said he was just screaming. And she said, don't tell Mom. He never told. He never told. He just he put a rag on his head. She said they sat in the backyard for like 3 hours till his head stopped bleeding.
Jeez. And you say that television and music and movies doesn't have an effect on children.
Oh my god.
That's what you call West Texas before the internet. That's what that is.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Happy Monday. We're all getting our spiritual forecast for the week. Siermati, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yay, doing well. Okay, so obviously we're going to get our spiritual forecast for the week for everyone who's listening. But first, we do have a call. We always tell people to call for their free psychic reading. Go ahead, what's your sign?
Gemini.
Okay, and what's your first name?
Amanda.
Amanda, go ahead and ask Siermati your question.
Thank you. My husband and I have had a lot of life changes since 2020, and he has basically been working.
Do you feel like the out-of-town job has caused stress in your relationship? Are you feeling lonely, or do you feel disconnected?
You know, I have four kids, and, you know, it just feels like, you know, our family unit, it isn't as solid as I would really like. And I'm so very much in love with my husband. Mm-hmm. It's going to make me cry. Oh. We've been together for a good amount of time since 2010, and we miss him. you know.
Maudie, what do you see is happening in her life and what's coming?
The first thing that I'm picking up on is that I don't feel them moving to him. I don't feel like her and her family, her and her kids are actually going to move out to where her husband is at. But what I do feel is that he comes back. But there is going to be some patience. I know she's already been inpatient because it's been a while since he's been gone. Patience is actually going to be required here. I'm hearing the month of February, and that we already are in April. So, you know, February is not until next year. But I feel like that's when I see him moving. So it's going to be some months. But I think in May, which we're right around the corner from May, she's going to get some information from him that is going to give her some hope. But I do feel patience is required. And I see her being very happy when he gives her this news. Again, this could come in the form of May. Like, I think something happens in May that she learns about it, but she has to still wait until February. Something like this will happen.
Okay, so Maddie, what do we have to look forward to this week? As a collective, what is our spiritual forecast?
So this is a really positive week where we're being called to slow down a little bit. I know that the energy is really fast-paced, especially right now. The planets are in parts of the sky where we're being called to push forward. But for whatever reason, when I tap into the energy of the week for the collective, I'm feeling like harmonious energy. We're being called to really like slow down a little bit and to just take in the moment, because we can't move forward with our eyes closed. We sometimes have to slow down and really open up our eyes to look at the landscape of our life. And I think that that's what we're being called to do this week. I'm also hearing like speak things into existence. So use your voice to call on what you want. So for example, if you want to go for that next position, speak up. Let it be known that you want that, you know, let it be known that you want a relationship. If you like somebody, you know, this is the week to really say that. And we have to get out of our own way sometimes, because when we have a limited mindset of like what we think is possible for us, we only limit what we think we can manifest. But no, if when we think outside the box and break free of our own limited beliefs, then we can really start to tap into those exciting future moments that we want to live through. But we could start feeling that energy now.
Oh my gosh. So if you would like a free psychic reading with Sir Maudie, call us 877-730-DCS1 and connect with her on Instagram at illestdivinity. She even does spiritual classes to help you get connected with yourself more spiritually. Sir Maudie, thank you so much. Happy Monday. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy Monday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We got to have a conversation with Ludacris, arguably one of the most successful musicians of all time. I mean, his catalog alone is amazing. But I asked him about the keys to a long marriage, because he's been married to his wife since 2014. And here's what he had to say.
I can't speak for everybody. I would say the timing of people's lives is extremely important. I feel like as a man, you have to be very mature mentally, spiritually, physically, you know what I'm saying? And as a woman, it's the same thing. I feel like there's a maturity level of people that come together. They have to be on the same accord. They have to know that it's not going to be all, you know, bells and whistles the entire time, and that you're going to have difficulties, but you have to grow together. You have to have differences and work those differences out. But communication and strong love and passion is always going to keep things where they need to be.
Was not expecting that answer from Ludacris, because when I listen to his music, it's always fun and silly and it's upbeat. He was very serious about his release. He's like, man, you got to have respect and you can't get off the ride. You have to keep on it and you have to know there's ups, downs, highs and lows.
Ludacris is a man who knows what he wants. In this interview, he actually told us, I got a job on radio so I could get a record deal. I got a record deal so I could make music. I made music so I could do movies. I mean, he's literally planned his entire life out.
And I think all of that came before his marriage to his wife, too, which I think goes to his point of talking about being mature and going through your life's journey and knowing when the right time is. I agree with that.
Well, I think Ludacris, not only is he one of the best rappers, not only is he part of the most successful franchise in movie history, or one of them anyway, he could be a marriage counselor, too. Check out our entire conversation with Ludacris. Trust me, it's worth it. Search Dana Cortez Show on all podcast platforms. It's free.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Beyonce's childhood home is up for sale. And if you have an extra 1.3 milli lying around, you can buy it. Oh. It is absolutely beautiful. I can't even tell you how beautiful it is, though. If you'd like to take a look at the home, there's an entire tour that we've posted at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. Gosh, it's pretty.
Dude, it reminded me of the house from the what's that Will Smith show, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It does. That's exactly what the house reminded me of.
Oh my gosh, it's so lovely. Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's father, worked at a plant or something as a big supervisor. And then his wife, Tina, obviously Mama Knowles, owned a salon. And Beyonce and whichever one of Destiny's Child at that time, the members would perform in her salon, right? He ended up quitting his job. They sold that house and they invested it in Beyonce. And obviously it paid off.
Right?
Yeah, it paid off.
Do you think somebody could buy that house and turn it into the Beyonce Graceland?
I think that's...
And charge people to go there?
I believe... Let me explain. So
Graceland is where Elvis lived.
Great idea. Graceland is Elvis's home. It was his house when he passed. He was actually at home when he passed away. I know a lot about this. I didn't before, but I've actually visited Graceland when we did our St. Jude's walkthrough. We were there for a weekend visiting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. They took us to Graceland. Yes, Otto, it's a brilliant idea because a lot of people end up selling this house because people keep stopping by and knocking on the door and taking selfies.
So we're talking like a Beyonce museum.
Yes, Anthony, wouldn't that be amazing? I know I would go.
Oh my God, yes, dude.
But I don't know if neighbors would go for it. Wouldn't you have to have permission? I'm sure it's a very affluent neighborhood.
I don't know how that would work out.
And you know what? Speaking of Beyonce museum, the Selena Museum in Corpus Christi, right? They got it done.
Yeah.
So, do you know that Beyonce actually ran into Selena when she was little? Take a listen.
I did actually meet Selena in the Galleria Mall in Houston, but I didn't say much to Selena because I wasn't a celebrity, and I just saw her and said hello and kept it moving. Definitely growing up in Texas, I heard her on the radio, and I think listening to her album, even though I didn't know exactly what she was singing, it helped me in the studio with my pronunciation.
What an amazing Beyonce and Selena.
And you know, where me and Anthony are from, Albuquerque, we just have the Breaking Bad house.
People go on tour to see that
too. Actually, they just sold it because the woman who was living there couldn't take all the people pulling up and throwing pizza on top of the house.
Yeah. They were throwing pizza.
But I think she sold it for over $1 million, and that house is not in a $1 million neighborhood.
Well, listen, it could be worse. We could be San Antonio, and all we have is the Alamo. So,
and nobody wants to remember that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There are just certain things that your person can do that make you feel special and loved. And when we got this call from Peaches earlier, I was like, oh, girl, I know what you're talking about.
I've never touched a doorknob since I've been with him. My wrists don't even work anymore. I don't even know. I need to do this exercise.
He opens the door for her no matter what. It's those little things. It's just a kind gesture.
Agreed. You can hear the gratitude and the relief and just like the joy in her voice when she talked about her man, and just the way that he's able to provide aid to her everyday necessities is really good.
I love too. She just had to get on to show out. Like, look, this is what my man does. Let me show out a little bit. It feels good. You know, when somebody's kind to you and they want to do something that makes you feel good. Chivalry, you know, it doesn't even have to be chivalry, to be honest. Just
I think I'm
nice.
A pretty chivalrous guy with you. I mean, besides opening the car door, that's the one thing I don't do. But beyond that, I think I do a pretty good job.
I don't know.
I have a list here if you want to go through it. And I've decided that I...
Well, tell me, what do you think you do, Otto, as my husband?
Protection and safety. Do I walk on the street side of the sidewalk to shield you from traffic?
60% of the time, yes.
That sounds kind of generous because automatic usually just walks in front of everybody.
Pretty much. Yeah, thank you, Anthony.
Somebody's got to lead the way, Ant.
No.
All right. Courteous manners. Hold doors open. Or help with your luggage.
Otto is not a door guy. I don't know why, but Otto's not a door guy. But yes, every single time we travel, he does carry like Dana's 4 or 5 big bags.
Oh my
gosh. Everywhere we go.
Okay.
Thank you, Anthony.
All right. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Okay.
All right. Kindness and consideration. I offer seats in public transportation. I've brought you flowers to the office before. Kindness and consideration, Dana.
Okay,
do I get a ding or a buzz?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Jack wasn't wanting to push that.
I think I might get a buzz on this one.
What is it?
Respectful behavior. Respecting.
Oh, no.
Avoiding vulgarity.
We don't even need avoiding vulgarity. You don't even do that on the radio. We have FCC regulations. All in all, though, I will be 100% honest. When Peaches called, I started thinking about all the things about you, Otto, that I love, that I like to show out. You do make me feel safe. Not the street thing. I used to be so afraid of, am I going to have food?
Are my bills going to get paid?
A roof over my head, like things like that. With you, I always feel, no matter what happens, I'm going to be safe. And for me, that's way better than you opening the door, honey. So ding, 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 ding on that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.